I ran another well-run Dirty Spokes trail run today, brought to you by DirtySpokes.com, and I really appreciate them putting these races on. But here's what happened to me today. Everything didn't work out today as I had planned at the race. I got up early about 5:45 to get ready to go to Gainesville for the race. The race started at 8:30, so I figured I would get up in plenty of time and get over there probably about an hour before the race started. And that all worked well. But then I stood around and talked prior to the race with some of the people that I know that was running the race, and I didn't do any warm-up at all, which I like to get in about a mile before a race, just jogging around, getting my heart rate going and all that. And I started off the race with no warm-up whatsoever, and I don't know if I've told you before, but I have atrial fibrillation, AFib, whatever, however you pronounce it, where your heart rate can go out of control, you know, sometimes. And I take some medication for it. And usually I can run races if I warm up and it doesn't bother me. But today, my first mile of that trail race, my heart rate jumped way up high, and I had to walk to get it to come down. And I tell you what, my first mile was like 13 minute pace, and that pretty well shot the race for me. So my heart rate did manage to come back down after the first mile, and I started running and walking, and it stabilized about 135, 140 range. Got up to 145 some, but pretty much in that range for the whole race. So I just pretty much chugged the race all the way. You know, I didn't really push hard because I didn't want it to go up again. And it was a 5.3-mile race, and I did it in an hour and 1 minute, which is pretty slow, but I felt like since I finished, any finish is better than nothing, right? And I did manage to end up being in second place, which wasn't saying much since there were only two people in my age group. But I did get a medal. And waiting around for the results after the race, my heart rate never did go down. It stayed like 135 to 140 the whole time. So I hadn't really recovered from it. And when that happens to me, it usually takes close to 3 hours for my heart rate to drop down to normal levels again. And this is the first time in about a year that's happened to me. So I felt fortunate to be able to run as many races as I have without having that problem. And I hope that it won't bother me for a long while again. We'll see how it goes. So I think I'm going to try to go out tomorrow and chug around a little bit on Easter morning early and see how my heart rate does. But I just thought I'd let you know, I did come in second, which, you know, so what, in a 101 for 5.3 miles, so probably I was right around a 12-minute average or something in that range, which isn't much to speak of, but it was a trail race. Trail races are a little bit slower, and then when you have a heart problem, they're even slower than that, right? So, that's my race report for today. It was much cooler than forecasted. The forecast, I guess, was going to be lows in the 60s, highs in the 80s today, and it's almost noon now, and it's still overcast and misty and probably just hovering right around 60. I don't know that it's ever going to get up to 80 today. So, I mean, it was a good day for a trail race, though. And I did have a decent time running the trail after my heart settled down after that first mile. I almost quit, let me put it that way. When I started the race out, and it was probably not more than 2/10 into the race when my heart started jumping around, and I could feel it. Plus, I looked at my heart rate monitor, and it was going all which directions. So I just started walking, and it kept doing it. And I was thinking that whole first mile, is this going to be worth even continuing? And right past the mile mark, it dropped down to about 130. And I started jogging, and it went up to about 134. And it was pretty even. It didn't do that jumping around stuff. So I just kept going. And then I had my gym boss with me, my Galloway timer, and I put it on 2 minutes run and 1 minute and a half a minute walk, and did the whole rest of the race that way. And I managed to finish, which is important to me. And I got my run in for the day. Even though it wasn't the greatest, it was still a run, and it was on the trail, and that's great. So, anyway, that's it for the day, and I'll see you later, okay? Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to subscribe, you can go to my blog at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com and click on the subscribe buttons on the right-hand side of the blog there. You can also go on Daily Mile and find me, and on Twitter, I'm Lost Trail Runner. And if you want to leave a comment on my comment line, you can call 206-350-3517. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you subscribe. See you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.